Let the Holy Spirit know that He is welcome to come and set up on us and to birth some things in us in this season of our lives and of this church. Amen. Father, we just welcome You in this place today. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty and strong in battle. And we welcome the King of glory in this place today. Holy Spirit, we welcome You in this place to come and set up on us today. That You would bring, Lord, all that we have need of this morning is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank You for this time of praise and worship, Lord. Father, we just lift our hands up toward the praise and worship team right now, Lord, that they're anointed to bring us into Your presence, Father God, and into Your courts with praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Thank You that You're preparing our hearts to receive Your word today. That we have ears that are open to hear, understand, and to grasp that word that will bring change in our life, that will produce fruit that remains, and that we can be a light to those that we come in contact with every day. We lift our pastors up right now in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed today, Father, with pastors that have faithfully served You, Lord, that has faithfully taught us that word, that we will continue on with the word that they have taught us, Lord. And we thank You for continued restoration and manifested healing in pastor's body, Father. We thank You for complete restoration in Jesus' name. And I thank You for that today. And the Word tells us in Psalms 23, aren't you glad that Psalms 23 isn't just for funerals? The Word tells us that the Lord is my shepherd. To feed, guide, and shield us, and we shall lack nothing. There is no good thing that the children of God can lack because of Him. He makes us to lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads us beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores our life. He leads us in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him. Not for our earning it, but for His name's sake. Yes, though we walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, we fear nor or dread no evil. For You're with us, Your rod is to protect us, and Your staff to guide and comfort us. And You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. I like that. In the presence of your enemies, whether it's sickness, whether it's a bad report, that's your enemy. And God said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Amen. You anoint our head with oil, our brimming cup runs over. Surely, our only goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow us all the days of our life, and through the length of our days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place. Amen. Want to make sure you get a handout this morning and read everything's on there. For the youth that are here, I want to encourage you that we're getting ready to rally you back in. So you get ready in the next few Sundays. We're going to be letting you know what's up. Next Sunday, we want to invite you into Sherry's class, and she's going to minister to you and let you know some things that's going to be going on with you. So we want to encourage the youth today. And Wednesday night Bible study has started back. Brother Bob teach last Wednesday night. And we're bringing some people in from the congregation to share on Wednesday nights. All of you all have a testimony. And out of that testimony, you can share the Word of God. Because we're all preachers of the gospel. Amen. We may not stand behind a pulpit, but you got a word. God saved you, didn't He? Amen. He brought some of you out of mess. Now He wants you to take that mess and make a message out of it. So a lot of you all have the word of the Lord in your mouth, and you need to get with it. Amen. Someone sent me a text the other day, and there was a cartoon character of a man and woman sitting there, and this guy had a letter in his hand, and he said, uh-oh, this is a letter from the church. And so he read the letter, and he said, you've been called to active duty. So I want to issue the challenge today that every one of you all have been called to active duty. Their pastors have sown the word into you. Now it's time to stand up on that word and step out in faith and begin to use the talents and abilities that God's given you. Amen. So I want to tell you, you've been called to active duty. So be expecting God to wake you up in the middle of the night or give you a sign and say, you know, you need to do this at New Life. You need to pick up your hand, you pick yourself up and begin to do this, that, or the other. Amen. Because we are the body of Christ. With the hands, feet, eyes, ears, mouth, toes. Some of you may be just a little pinky, but you're just important as anything else in the body of Christ. I want to encourage you to do that. There's some upcoming things. Driven will be here in April. We are getting ready to have a Sunday afternoon as a church family, and we're calling it Family Sunday Fun Day. So we're going to have a lunch. We're going to fellowship with each other, play some games, and just have some fun. Amen. A cheerful heart doeth good like a medicine. So we need to laugh a lot more. Amen. So we're going to have that fellowship and the fish fries in June the 5th, getting ready for kids camp in July. And then we have camp meeting coming up. And I won't get into details of how it all come about with Jim and Connie coming to minister to us again. But all I can say is that it's a God thing. It is a God thing that they're coming this year. So I won't go into detail of how that all came about. But just believe me, it was a God thing. And I've been in contact with a Debbie Bells from Clarksville, Tennessee. She's a praise and worship leader. She prophetically plays and prophetically sings. And she hasn't been this way before, but she is a credible woman of God. Been in the ministry for a long time. So she's going to come with along with Jim and Connie, and it's going to be an awesome time. Camp meeting. So I want you to begin to prepare your hearts, begin to talk about it, pray about it, and get excited about it. Get excited about it. Amen. So just get the Sunday handout and read in there and ask God what your part at New Life is and what he wants you to do and to be a part of. Amen. And I just want to read you a quick word that the Lord gave me this morning to open the service up. And this is a prophetic word for this month. So grab a hold of this and hang on to it. This is a month where you will step into new beginnings and see the completion of what you've been believing and standing for. Doors that have been closed will suddenly be open in this season. I'm touching the hearts of those you've been concerned about, and a turnaround in relationships you are going to begin to see this month. Sons and daughters that have been estranged, they will begin to turn homeward again. Those of you who have sown my word into their lives, that word will begin to take root in this season, and you will begin to see the change as I begin to renew relationships. For you see, my sons and daughters, you belong to my kingdom. You are a part of that kingdom because of the blood covenant, and you receive the blessings of that kingdom because of that covenant. May I remind you that all is well in my kingdom. All is well in my kingdom, and may I remind you there is no lack in that kingdom. We're on this earth temporarily, and we're just passing through, but we are part of another kingdom. Amen, and we are sons and daughters of God that's bringing heaven to earth, so that we can bring the glory of God to the earth for such a time as this. Amen. So be blessed today. Receive the praise and worship as we enter into God's presence. And prepare your heart for the word. Today is family day, so everybody stand in the sanctuary to hear the word and to be part of the service today. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I feel like I can go on home. I've heard enough for the day to get me through the rest of the week. Amen. Well, I'll give you an update on Dad. A little better. That's all I can say. But anyway, Dad is doing awesome. He really is. He's leaps and bounds. Every day he keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And aggravating people, worried about basketball. So when you get to the point where you're worried about UK sports, you're feeling pretty good. So he's doing well. You know, once again we come before the Lord, amen. And this is just an awesome place to worship the Lord. When I first started coming to this church, I never really understood what worship, what it was. And it takes a body a little while to get acclimated, because you see things in here you don't see anywhere else. Well, not that I've seen. Let me go there. But anyway, I'm reminded of Miriam when the first time I come here, she told me the story afterwards that when she thought it might be a peaceful service, She said she prayed and asked the Lord just to let everything be calm. And man, it was crazy in here. It was. I mean, but what I mean by that, it's a good thing. Amen. Oh, yeah, it was. Because you see people being free in the Lord. I never experienced that. So now
I don't think y'all understand exactly what he's talking about. It wasn't just somebody, you know, praising, just raising their hand. Dad had a prophetic word in tongues. Somebody had the interpretation. Sister Janice took off around the church, and he's coming from a Baptist church. And so it was like, well, that's the end of that.
And then along the years that I've been here, it amazes me how people from other churches, hey, I want y'all's church to pray for such and such and such. That's awesome, guys. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I think I'm like, wow. I wonder how you feel about your church praying for that. But Ricardo, we need y'all's church to pray for that. I've heard that numerous times. So it's awesome to be in such a place, amen. It's awesome to be under such teaching, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, guys. Oh, hallelujah. I could go on and on. But I watched Pastor Laverne doing this whole ordeal again. I find myself watching her a lot because I've never seen a person that her faith never wavers. Never. Never. I've never seen her, never shown it to me any time I've ever been around her in any time there was a crisis. Never. There's got to be something to that, because look at the outcome. Look at the outcome, amen. It is so awesome. So, you know, that's a lesson that we could all take, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're praying for the ones that are out there in the street still, or praying for just a little bitty problem that you might have. Never wavers. Never. And it's awesome to see that. And then again, it's awesome to see that that's what you're sitting under. Is that not cool? That's awesome. Hallelujah. Let me shut up. Let's go, guys. Yeah. The enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah, saying it's time to stand in faith. I dare to believe that miracles happen, yeah, that mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, he's much more than able, yeah, so don't be afraid. I dare to believe there are miracles inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, you down, no, cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come breaking through the ground.
Received a miracle this week, and I wasn't going to say anything, but now he sung that song. 8 months ago, I was told I was going to have to go on dialysis, that I was in renal failure, and it wasn't caused by my diabetes. It was caused by the medication that I took for my diabetes, and I didn't want to go on dialysis, and I said, please tell me what I can try to do. And he put me on a very strict renal diet. And I went back 3 months later, and he said, well, it hasn't gotten worse. If you can keep it at this level, we'll try to keep you off of dialysis, but we're not making any promises. And I said, just let me keep doing. And he said, now, you know, it's not going to get any better. We're just hoping to stabilize it because the medication that you took has damaged your kidneys. And they're not going to get any better. We just want them to stay where they are to keep you off dialysis. And so I've been on this really strict diet, watching everything I put in my mouth, from potassium to sodium to nitrates and all of that. But it wasn't changing. It was just staying. Then I read a book called Cravings, which talks about your need to eat versus your cravings for God. And in there, she said every time you wanted to eat or every time you wanted to give up or every time you got hungry or you wanted to eat something you shouldn't, to go to the Word of God, because the bread of God, what you need, the bread of the Word, is more important than any food you take into your mouth. And she said, don't eat breakfast, don't eat anything the first thing in the morning if you haven't ate off the bread that God gives you first. And so through that book, I learned to pray and to believe. I went back Tuesday. The nephrologist walks in, and he said, I don't know what you've been doing, but you keep it up. He said, your kidneys are better than they have been in 2 years.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, yeah, that mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Let's do this no matter. So no matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see, and it won't be long, that God is right and the doubters are wrong. That miracles happen, yeah. That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Say yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is that not a good word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, guys. Church, I need y'all to help me this morning with this one, okay? I like for everybody to sing this, okay? It goes like, every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship,
with one accord.
Every praise to our God.
To our God.
It sounded good, new life. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
Oh, you're sounding good. Now let's take it up right here. Now, every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
Which one accord.
Which one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
Oh, come on, let's sing the hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
We need to take it up right here just one more time now. Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
All the sounding good this morning. Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Say every praise. Every praise. I really like the way this sounds. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior.
God, my deliverer. praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
with all of my worship,
every praise,
for the rest of my days, and in praise. Say when you see me shouting,
every praise,
every praise,
and
in praise,
get
to my God. On a
course,
our praises need to be unto God. Amen. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I don't anticipate anything that I'm going to say when I get up here on Sunday morning. I don't sit around and think about what I'm going to do. Thank you, brother. But anyway, sometimes I find myself explaining why I do things. But you know what? I don't really need an explanation as long as I'm being obedient to the Word of God. Amen? None of us do. Amen? We just need to do what we got to do and don't worry about what someone thinks. Because, amen. And I see so much that people go to church, and when they get out in the streets, well, we don't need to talk about that now. This ain't the proper time. I've seen that several times. When is the proper time? Anytime.
All the
time. You know, He made us in His image. We didn't make Him in our image. Amen. It's a good thing we didn't. Amen. Go ahead, guys. You know, this is absolutely one of my favorite songs we're getting ready to do right here. Wait a minute. Let me find it. There we go. Let's do it. Hallelujah.
Joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Wonderful Counselor,
and His name shall
sacrifice the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
Shine his light through us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men. My example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us. Glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations, stretched out on a tree. And took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious.
One day the
death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day.
Sometimes I sit in amazement of how God puts things together, amen? Oh, I do. I used to think that these preachers will call each other and say, hey, I'm going to preach on this today, and why don't you follow me with that? I did. I used to think that. And little did I know that the God I serve is a lot bigger than that. He's just a lot bigger than that, you know. That's just a little thing. I've come to love the Lord a lot. See, he died for a person like me. Yeah, he did that for me. And I can stand here and say, and I try to live every day and show my gratitude for God sending his only begotten Son. We've got a choice to make. When we live in this world, whether we accept Christ or whether we do not, that's on us. No matter what mom and dad does, no matter what your friends do, it's got to be us. But we as Christians can be instrumental and explaining what you know to people that don't know the Lord, amen? Because a lot of times you'll find that case to where people just don't understand. And it's a good thing when you take the time and what about this? Well, why is it that good things always happen to bad people? Well, you know, it's got this demonic individual called Satan. He loves to kill, steal, and destroy and just disrupt everything in your life. But you got this man named Jesus that died for us, that can set all that straight. Oh, hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God, amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Thank you.
water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Say, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. One more time. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve an awesome God. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? Comes this time in the service when we get to give to the Lord. And it's an awesome thing to be able to do that because he gives so much for us, amen? And Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the body of this church, Lord God, that's willing and lovingly giving and offering to you, Lord God. I just thank you for that. I ask you, Lord God, to bless them mightily. Now, Lord God, I just thank you for blessing the rest of this service as you have already. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I know Pastor Shirley. Hey, Glenn, turn me up just a tad. Pastor Shirley and Ricardo did not know what I was going to sing this morning. But both of them has mentioned the words in this song. And, I mean, he can do great things, but what he done in this song, what God, what Jesus done, what they done to Jesus. So listen to the words of it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to, the Lord wants to give somebody a word this morning. Jack, could you come up here for a minute? Jack Johnson and Bonnie, you come with him. You're his wife, so this word is, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother Jack, this is the word for you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather from you from all the nations and all the places which I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I have caused you to be carried away captive. And this is the word the Lord also wants to give you, Jack, is that in the life and the bigger scheme of things, somehow you've got lost. And God says, I want to restore that trust in you again, to trust God with all of your heart. That which he has spoken into your heart in time past, he said it's still the same, that his word hasn't been done away with or it's not gone void. But he just wants to encourage you today to believe again, to hope again, to call out to him again. And he says, when you do, he said, I'm going to hear you and I'm going to restore you and I'm going to give you double for your trouble. And he wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you more than you could ever comprehend, that you could ever think or imagine. Now, Father God, I just pray for Jack right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you refill him with your spirit again, Father, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I thank you, Lord God, that he has ears to hear what you have to say, Lord, and then he will follow and be obedient and heed that which you say unto him, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to restore unto him and you're going to give him double for his trouble, and his latter years shall be greater than his former years, and the best days are yet to come for you too, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to restore. And I'm going to bring hope back again, to believe me again, to believe me again. And I thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Oh,